touched on the definition of consciousness, and we will many more times, but it's worth planting it here for reference. What is consciousness? Even though it's the most familiar thing in the world, it's notoriously difficult to put it into language. As I mentioned in the last episode, no one seems to be exactly sure what anyone else is talking about in the philosophy of mind. People use different words to mean the same thing, and the same words to mean different things, and on top of all these shortcomings of communication, we might have actual disagreements. We don't possess the language to speak about this issue in such a way that everyone knows what we mean all the time. This is a problem to one or another degree in any communication of thought, but the nature of our subject matter makes communication even more difficult than it usually is. As for defining consciousness, you can hopefully heave a sigh of relief, as I'm not trying to go against the grain of our intuitions or common sense. By consciousness, I simply mean experience. To borrow Thomas Nagel's construction, which is a little more precise, a creature is conscious if there is something that it is like to be that creature. You know, it looks like something to see. It sounds like something to hear, feels like something to be depressed, or to find something funny. An event is consciously perceived if it's like something to perceive it. And this, to my mind, is the crucial point about consciousness. Experience. Qualia. It's either like something to be, or it's not. We can't say that it only seems like something to exist, because that would be to admit the existence of experience. If it seems anyway at all, there is consciousness. There also can't be degrees of consciousness, by Nagel's definition. It is either like something to exist, or it is not. It can't kind of be like something, any more than it can seem to be like something. It either is or isn't like something. It's binary. There are plenty of things you can be conscious of. Yourself, for example. Not every conscious being is conscious of a sense of self. It's perfectly appropriate to speak of degrees of consciousness in that sense. One subject could be conscious of more than another subject, and the former could be said to have a higher degree of consciousness. However, whether it is like something to be is a binary thing. There can't be degrees of consciousness if we're talking about whether or not something is conscious in the first place. Language around consciousness might be unfamiliar or confusing, but the fact is we all know what consciousness is. We might not be able to verbalize it, but anyone who has ever heard or seen or tasted or touched anything knows what it is. To quote Galen Strawson, anyone who has ever been in pain or felt hungry or satiated or hot or cold or remorseful, amazed, dismayed, uncertain, or sleepy, or has suddenly remembered a missed appointment. All these things essentially involve what are sometimes uncomfortably known as qualia, different forms of conscious experience, feeling. Conscious experience is private subjective experience with a certain qualitative character that is directly known only to the creature, human, canine, feline, etc., that is having it. When it comes to conscious experience, there's a rock-bottom sense in which we're directly and fully acquainted with it, just in having it. For the having is the knowing. So when people say that consciousness is a mystery, they're wrong. In fact, we know exactly what it is. It's the most familiar thing there is, although that doesn't mean we can easily put it into words. Strawson continues, what people usually mean when they say that consciousness is a mystery is that it's mysterious how consciousness can simply be a matter of physical goings-on in the brain. But here they make the mistake of thinking we know enough about what physical stuff is to have good reason to think that physical goings-on in the brain can't be conscious goings-on. We don't. End quote. As long as we're talking about what consciousness is, we should mention one thing that it's not. Disputable. I agree with the Cartesian insight that there is one thing that even the most radical skeptic can't doubt. Conscious experience itself. And I'll again bring up the oft-quoted Sam Harris line, consciousness is the one thing in this universe that cannot be an illusion. We could conceivably be wrong about every single detail about reality, but we know that experience exists. We know that it's like something right now. To deny the existence of consciousness or claim that it's some kind of illusion is, as Strawson puts it, the silliest claim that has ever been seriously made. Thank you for listening. I've been Emerson Green, and I'll talk to you next time.